did you do? Who else do I have?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
deteriorates. In one stroke, Narad Muni gave shelter to Kalakanya and counter-attacked the ordinary karmis. If one accepts the instructions of Narad Muni, the ocean of fear, Maya, can be very quickly removed from the grace of that great Vaishnava, Shiva Bhakti. It's very interesting. Instant meridian Srimad Bhagavatam. Particularly here, it's fascinating. Where in these verses, it's kind of a synthesis, the synthesizing between allegory and personal disclosure. And it's kind of all integrated into one. We don't really know if the allegorical Kanya, Kalakanya, the daughter of time, via fear. These are personification figures of these various aspects of the material nature, time and fear. So this is like an allegorical description of these personalities. And at the same time, Narada Muni says that she approached me and I rejected her proposal. So it's kind of all these different levels of Bhagavad Kata that are coming together in a very fascinating way. Of course, we don't need to become too analytical to try to work out what everything, what's going on, where is this an allegory, is it an allegory, an allegory within an allegory first. Because Shravana Vishuddha Chitte Puraya Udhoi, we simply have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalo Nasha Dricham Esha Purana Ako Udun Udita. Those who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali, light from his Purana, and particularly Srila Prabhupada, out of his kindness, he extrapolates the particularly significant message from this incident of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a Vaishnava is always willing to do good to others, even to someone who curses him. A Vaishnava gives shelter somewhere to such an unfortunate girl. When Shachinanda Shigoda returned from his tour of South India, he called all the devotees into his presence. And he called Kali Krishna Das. Kali Krishna Das actually is described in Adi Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita as an intimate associate of Nityananda Prabhu. And he was specifically given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his South Indian tour. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu himself wanted to accompany Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he arrived in Puri. He was there a few weeks, he left for South India. When you fall down on the path, completely unconscious, prema vesh, and the love of God overwhelms you, who will look after your danda, your water pot, your extra set of cloth? You take me, I know all the paths of South India, you take me along with you on your tour of South India. But Shachinandan was not inclined to beg Nityananda Prabhu and his other intimate associates because they were preventing him from following strictly the principles of sannyas. And we hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his South Indian tour, right? Every day he was no set schedule where he would stay, how he would be accommodated, what he would eat. He was traveling, a simple one assistant practicing the principles of sannyas and spreading Krishna consciousness. So this Kali Krishna Das in South India, he was attracted by the Bhattatari community, who are a community of renunciates, mendicants, that they wander here and there, and they're not employed. And they keep with them, they do the shakta, the tantric sadhana, which includes association with women and drinking wine. So Kali Krishna Das, he met with these Bhattataris, and then in the evening, he went back, Mahaprabhu, and in the evening, After Mahaprabhu lay down to take a rest, then he got the idea to go and visit him in the middle of the night. So he went and he was enamored by the Bhaktatari community. And when he woke up in the morning, Chachinanda, he saw that Hare Krishna is not there. He looking around, he found him in the Bhaktatari Association. And he explained first to the he's assisting me, you can't give him back. And immediately they became angry and took up their weapons and attacked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his mystic potency, the weapons all turned on themselves. And we were here about Sita, why we wear Sita. Well, actually, it describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught him by the Sita. Caught him by the Sita and pulled him out of that association and took him back. So there's many advantages in keeping Sita. You can get pulled out of trouble by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. You have something to grab onto. Even if it's a small secret, you can still grab a hold of that. Small, something you can keep. So he returned to Jagannath Puri. He called all of his associates, Shalom Abhata Charyana. He called Hare Krishna. He said, this person, he accompanied me on my South Indian tour. He assisted me in various ways. Now I have returned to Jagannath Puri. I am no longer responsible for him. You do with him what you like. In other words, he was actually rejecting Kala Krishna Das. I don't want to have anything to do with him. So naturally, Kala Krishna Das is very devastated by this. And at that time, the devotees who had accompanied Shachinanda from Godadesh to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas, there were four devotees who accompanied Shachinanda. Mukunda Datta from East Bengal, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and there's two Damodars, Damodar Swarup Damodar and Damodar Pandit. So this is the other Damodar Pandit, and Nithyananda Prabhu, these four devotees. And it appears that they remained in Jagannath Puri for the 2-year period while Shachinanda was on his South Indian tour. It appears like that. Because again, they're mentioned in the same group. They mention these four personalities. Again, they're mentioned when Shachinanda returns. And in this case, they're mentioned in regard to this issue of Hare Krishna Das, what to do about him. So Nityananda Prabhu, he explained that Shachinanda has returned from South Indian tour. We have to send news to Bengal that Gaurashunda has returned. Just imagine the state of mind of the Navadi Pashis. Shachinanda, he suddenly accepted sannyas. Suddenly. And then he left that night. He put the boat upstream, cut up in the morning. Where is that sannyas? He gave me sannyas. I want to dedicate to Mahaprabhu to sannyas. And then he didn't return to Mayapur. That's it, he left. He didn't return to Mayapur. From Kapwa, he headed off actually for Vrindavan. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he arranged to stay a few days in Shantipur so that the devotees from Mayapur could come. Navadeep Basi, he said, but tolerate, just like that, he leaves, he goes. It's intolerable. So Nityananda Prabhu, understanding the state of mind of the Navadeep Basis, he tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, brought him to Shantipur, and all the Navadeep Basis came. So, just imagine their consciousness, the Navadeep Basis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left. And then, okay, he's staying in Jagannath Puri, we'll get news, Oriya, Oriya. Two rooms in one house. So many devotees from Puri, they go to Bengal for Ma Ganga Snanam. And so many devotees from Bengal, they go to Orissa, Puri for Jagannath Darshanam. So in this way, coming and going from Puri to Bengal, I will get news of you. Do not do like Visharup. Visharup, we took sannyas and we never heard anything of him again. I cannot accept that. So you stay in Jagannath Puri and then I'll get news from you. So, And Mahatma went to Jagannath Puri, but he only stayed a few weeks, just a month. And then he left on the South Indian tour for the distribution of the Nam Shankirtan frame, Bonna, the love frame, the flood, the love of logic. So he returned. The devotees had no idea. Where's he gone? What is the news? They had no idea. He's just gone. And then Mahaprabhu returned from the South Indian tour. And so immediately, Nityananda is thinking that we have to send news to Bengal, to Navadvip, to inform the devotees there who are completely vrahabhav, completely suffering because of the absence of Shankirtananda. We have to inform them that he has returned from South India and he is again residing in Jagannath Puri. So Nityananda Prabhu suggested, what will we do with this rejected person, Kalakrishnadas? Let us send him to Bengal to give news to the Bengali devotees. And in this way, he was given shelter. Such a person. This is the nature of the Vaishnava. They're always considering how we can do good for others. Whether the person is sadhaka or not even sadhaka, a non-Vaishnava. But still, this is how we can, if we could actually behave in such a way that when we're dealing with people, devotees or non-devotees, dira adira janam priyo, priya karo, niyamaksaro, pushito. Dira adira janam priyo. The Goshamis were dear to the dira and the priya, and they're very dear to the dira and the adira, to the devotees and the non-devotees, because of their behavior, priya karo, because of their behavior. They behaved in such an enamoring way, endearing way. And if we could behave with people in such a way, whilst we're interacting with them, if we could be considering, how can I behave in such a way that will be most beneficial for this person's spiritual progress? And that is the ideal way of interacting with people in general. How can I behave in such a way which will be most beneficial for this person to progress in spiritual life? And by remembering that, we can help all sorts of people in different situations. Krishna will inspire us. Dhanami bhuti yogam dhanyamam bhayanti. He will inspire us how to help such people, even though we may not be able to engage them directly in the practice of sadhana. So this is very interesting. We hear from the point of view of tattva. Tattva vichar. There is no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. We sang the song. Brajendranandana jai kshachi shuto iloshe. That darling son of the king of Braj, Rajendranandam Vijayi, that darling of the king of Braj, Shachi Shutopoye Roshe, he has become the son of Sachimata in Navadvip. Bhagadama Hoyomo Nidhitari. And Lord Balaram, he has become Lord Nityananda. So Krishna Balaram, they're properly explained, there's no difference, only the color. So Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also the same. The Swayam Prakas, the first manifestation, Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the same. There's a different, wearing a different costume in a different drama. But same. Balaram Avilo Midai. So they're the same in terms of tattva, in terms of their position as the Supreme Personality, the original Personality of Godhead. However, in terms of Rasha Bihan, the mellows of Leela, they have a difference of opinion. Just like Krishna and Balaram. Balaram was not involved in the battle of Kuruketra. He was neutral. And Balaram was actually different, had a different disposition toward Duryodhana than Krishna. So why is that? And if they're the same personality, why is that? Because this it adds flavor to the pastime. There is some big brother, younger brother relationship between Krishna and Balaram. Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's several incidents where Shachinanda rejected and was very strict. And Lord Nityananda went and intervened and helped those people. Like in this case, Kalakrishnadas. In the case of Pratap Rudra Maharaj, who was very determinedly refused audience by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, you keep mentioning this, I'll leave this place. So he had no hope, Prabhupada Guruji Maharaj had no hope. Nityananda Prabhu, he's different approach, different opinion toward Prabhupada Guruji Maharaj. And he suggested, look, if you just send your outer garment to the king, you don't have to go and see him, you don't have to meet with the king, but in that way he will have some hope. You send your outer garment, he will have some hope in his life that he will get your shelter. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed. So how is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Param Kuruna Avatar? Yesterday we went to a program and the devotee said, the Kuruna Avatar, Kuruna Avatar. Param Kuruna, the most merciful, Param Kuruna. We were saying yesterday that Kshok Avatar, Sharak Shiromani, of all the avatars, they are the Shiromani. The money is the jewel on the head, Shiro money, the jewel, the crash jewel of all avatars, the most merciful. So how is it that he, the most merciful, how is it that he's rejecting Prabhupada Maharaj? Rejecting other Krishnas? We can understand these incidents in relation to Mahaprabhu's following of the Ashram Dharma. Ashram Dharma. Mahaprabhu was not actually inclined to become a sannyasi, accept sannyasi. He was not inclined to that. But he was induced to accept sannyasi because of the circumstances he found himself in. Ekdin, gopi bhave, jagat ishar, vrindavan gopi gopi bole nirantar. One day, Shachinandan was sitting, gopi bhave, in the moon of the gopis. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that when the moon would rise, the moonrise, the gopis would fear the moonrise. The gopis would fear the moonrise because the Chandrudai, the rising moon, reminded them of Nanda Dula. They would fear. So thinking in this way, thinking of this, Shatinandan is chanting, gopi, Vrindavan, Ekdin, Jagadish, gopi bhave. Jagadisha, in the mood of the gopis, the Supreme Lord of the universe, Vrindavan, gopi gopi bole nirantar. He's constantly chanting gopi gopi gopi. Gopi gopi gopi. This happened at the time when Vishwambhar had taken the second marriage to Vishwambhriya. And he had journeyed to Gwayadam, performed the Shada ceremony of Jagannath Mishra, and had accepted the Vaishnava Diksha from Ishwara Puri Prabhupada. After this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was already engaged in the Sankirtan movement in the house of Shiva Sattva, performing Sankirtan. And he's sitting and he's chanting, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. And one student came, he had heard, he came to visit. And he sees Shachinandan sitting and chanting Gopi, and he says, well, find it. Well, what is this, chanting the name Gopi, Gopi? We don't hear about this in any scripture. The scriptures declare one should chant the name of Krishna. One develops so much piety, one acquires so much piety chanting the name of Krishna. Shachinandan, as soon as he heard the name, Krishna, he became angry. What? What? You mentioned that devotee, Krishna? You mentioned him? You know, what he does with the women? Mention his name. The student doesn't understand. This is Mahaprabhu in the mood of the gopis. In the mood of the gopis. You mention that rascal Krishna, what he does, he's a devotee. One time he cut off the nose of a woman and ears. He pushed Bali down into the gates of hell. That Krishna. He took up a stick and he's chasing that student. That student had to run for his life. Mahaprabhu with a stick. He's saying, stop, stop, stop. The devotees are all coming, and after they're chasing out that girl, they managed to hold Chaitanya by the held and they kept him still. And that student ran off. He ran to all the other students. And now they do completely out of breath, perspiring. Brother, what happened? What calamity has befallen you? Oh, brother, you can't believe what happened. I heard that Nimai Bandit was a great, very pious person, and I went to visit him. And I saw he was sitting there, he was chanting, Gopi, 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 Gopi. When I tried to give him some good advice to chant the name of Krishna, as the scriptures declare, so angry, he picked up a stick. I cannot repeat the blasphemy that he spoke of Lord Krishna. What? And they're discussing, what is this? He calls himself a Vaishnava, he's not chanting the name of Krishna, chanting Gopi Gopi. What is this? Who does he think he is? We're also the sons of aristocratic Brahmins, We're his students studying together. Now he thinks he can order us around. If he does that again, we will teach him a lesson. Actually, in India, this is generally how justice is administered, on the spot. Everything on the spot. The hearings, prosecution, defense, jury, judgment, and punishment. All there, on the spot, on the street. We make a case, they make their case, the people decide, and then someone gets beaten. This is justice in India. So, they said, we will teach them a lesson. Now, at this time, in front of amongst all the devotees, Satchinanda made a very enigmatic, difficult to understand statement. He said that the medicine called Dipalakanda is having the opposite effect. And now he said, what? The medicine Dipalakanda? What? No one can understand. Nityananda Prabhu understood immediately that our Prabhu will take sannyas and leave us. So later they were discussing Nityananda Prabhu, and Shachinanda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining this Dipalakanda, this medicine, the Ayurvedic. And the effect of the Dipalakanda medicine is that it reduces mucus. So Satchinanda was explaining that the medicine for reducing the mucus has had the opposite effect, and the mucus is increasing. What is that? What's that got to do with anything? Dipalakanda, mucus, gobi gobi. Let's explore. So he's coming that Jugadharma Prabhajana. He's come to distribute the holy name. But his personal relishing of the Braja Prem, of the Gopi Bhav, his relishing that is not the preaching strategy. Mahaprabhu is, this is not going to work. Me simply going deeper and deeper into Gopi Bhav and revealing that is not going to have the effect of bringing the conditioned souls toward Krishna consciousness. It's having the opposite effect. They are planning on beating me. And that will be the end of me. So I will accept sannyas. Tobe more deki sheri Dhori Becharam Eimate Udharibo Shakal Bhavan. Tobe More Deki. When they see me, Tobe More Deki. Dhori Becharam. Dhori Becharam. When they see me, Dhori Becharam, they will fall down and hold my feet. When they see me, these same students who are threatening to beat me, when they see me in the sannyasi vesh, they will hold my feet. In this way, I will deliver Shakal Bhuvan, the entire universe, by accepting sannyas. So there is no necessity for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept sannyas for purification, as we understand. He accepted sannyas simply to capture, is it simply a strategy for capturing those who were proud. And so was the proud scholars and other the aristocrats, the prestige, the smartness, all of these people. Because everybody accepts the sannyasi, everyone respects the sannyasi without exception. So in this way, Mahaprabhu simply accepted the sannyasi. Shunu shunu. Oh, yeah, by Prabhu Rishamanash. Just hearing about Mahaprabhu's accepting the sannyas. Can deliver you from one entanglement just hearing about your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see, therefore, Mahaprabhu personally, he's explaining Naham Vipra about the action. Naham Vipra, I'm not a Brahmin. Naham Vipra. Naja Narapati. Nami Varsha Nashudra. Naham Varni. Varni sannyasi. Naham Varni, I'm not a great sannyasi. Naham Grihapati, I'm not a grihasta. Naha Banashunara, Banaprasa, Gopi Bhagavan, Bhai Kamalayo, the Asha, the Asha, the Asha, the seven, and the seven, and the seven of the 19 of the Gopis. So, this is the mood that, in terms of Ashramdhamma, even when they have a very exalted position of a sannyasi, he's not thinking himself in that position. Amanina manadaina. Amanina manadaina kirtaniya shadahari. The more advanced a person becomes in spiritual life, the more they consider themselves low. When Keshav Kashmiri Vijay was approaching Navadvip with his entourage, the parade. You know, he was on a riding elephant, and there was a band in front, and horses just coming in, a big guy. And the students are telling him, he's challenging all the pundits. So Mahaprabhu responded that a tree with it laden with fruits hangs low. The more progress one makes in spiritual life, the more one thinks oneself unqualified. So not that the sannyasi is thinking, I am the spiritual master of all the community. I am not. Mahaprabhu, he's not thinking like that. I am simply the servant, the Vaishnava Das. But publicly, for the benefit of the people in general, publicly, he is very strictly, following the principles of sannyas. Sannyasara alpa kidra sharbado gai. Sannyasara alpa kidra, a little spot on a white sheet is very prominent. Sannyasara alpa kidra, a little discrepancy in the behavior of a sannyasi, sharbado gai, is spoken by all of the people. So only for this reason. Except the sannyas. So therefore we can understand in the same mood, he's very strict with any type of discrepancy of ashram dharma. But Param Kuruna Bahutuli John Nidai Gaudi Chandra, in his form as Nitalanda Prabhu, he shows unlimited mercy. And even he gives shelter to those who have been rejected. Or we could say superficially rejected, socially, externally rejected, simply for the purpose of maintaining the sannyas presence, which Mahaprabhu simply accepted to do benefit to the people. So in this way, we can see some reflections on today's message that the Vaishnava is always inclined to give shelter even to the most unfortunate person. What to speak of an endeavouring sadhaka.
Any questions? Thank you both for that. But I was wondering, when Mahaprabhu is spoken about as Mahavadanya, so it's very magnanimous, but then he still has a very strict standard, so that how is he still considered to be?
Yeah, just when you go back to the ashram a little later, just listen to the class again on the YouTube. And as you want to say anything again. We just explained to everything, why he's accepting something else, why he's stripping Nidra out, and how he's firing Brahmavas up, because the Nidhananda Prabhu is his expansion and he's there and he helps the leader.
You should have and never contacted his family. So I don't know where it's not know where he went for.
There's another mention later when Mahaprabhu is in Jagannath Puri. He goes to Jagannath Puri. The whole meditation is to go to Vrindavan. The whole meditation. From the time of initiation, he races off to Vrindavan. There's a voice in the sky. He can't go to Vrindavan now. Goes back to Navadvip, stays 4 years, and takes sannyas again. He wants to go to Vrindavan. And then Nityananda Prabhu takes him Shantipur. Sachimata says, you go to Jagannath Puri. He's always meditating on going to Vrindavan. And then very interesting that when he got to Jagannath Puri, he doesn't say that. Even always meditating on Vrindavan. Okay, go to Puri. And when Shachinandan is taking darshan of Jagannath Swami, he's seeing Nanda Bula. And he's seeing Gopi Janath Bala. He's in Vrindavan Rooj in Puri. But he doesn't stay there. That's amazing. He only stays there. He arrives Chaitramash, Maghmash, he goes. He goes for preaching. Satindi. And there, actually, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance was not displayed in Navadvip, it was displayed in the South India too. I quoted that yesterday, that Patra Apatra Bichan Nahi Nahishana Shanje, Ijaha Pai Tahapore Prindam. Just randomly, no discrimination. In Navadvip, there was some consideration. Some people were not permitted into the Sankirtan. The scholars, the smartest, and mother-in-law, one brahmachari. Some people were refused admittance. South Indian tour, complete, unrestricted, indiscriminate distribution. So anyway, to go to South India at that time, Mahaprabhu, when he arrived in Puri, after delivering Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, then he said, to search out Vishwarup, he has gone, we don't know where, no news, but to search out Vishwarup, I will take that path, sannyas, and go to South India. So. But I think, I remember somewhere there's a mention that later that we heard that he had attained the lotus seat of the Lord and given up his body. But yeah, there's no more. And then that's the Sachimata that Vishwarup does, takes sannyas. I mean, the Vishwarup sannyas is an amazing pastime, Vishwarup sannyas. Amazing. And we've got a bit of time. But anyway, I'll be asking another question, but we'll skip that. We'll let you go. So anyway, you don't know where Vishwarup was, and Mahaprabhu, he said that I'm going to search out Vishwarup. Yes?
So very strict adherence to the sannyas ashram. How do we reconcile Lord Chaitanya's strictness on the one hand and compromise on the other, when he stays in Jagannath Puri, so we can hear news of his
family. In Bengal, I have two shamashai, means very important sources of shelter. Shamashai, golden eshe, more dui shamashai, janani, janavi, e dui, doyamai. Janani, janavi. My mother and my Ganga, e dui, doyamai. These two are very merciful. So, Mahaprabhu never rejected, he never abandoned his affection for Sachimata. And when after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu was there, the description is enchanting, that he's there resting his cleanly shaven head on the lap of Sachimata as she's caressing his head, and the tears are pouring from her eyes and completely submerging in his body. And Mahaprabhu had that, he maintained that affection for Sachimata. There was three occasions when he visited her. I don't recall her visiting Jagannath Puri. Perhaps she was too elderly to make that journey. But all of the other Vaishnavas, Advaita, Acharya, Hari, Jagat Manman, came back one month. But at least there's a description of three occasions when Mahaprabhu visited Chandipur after sannyas. And on each of those occasions, Sachimata came and cooked for the Lord and associated with the Lord. So Mahaprabhu, maintained his intimacy and affection for his mother throughout his pastimes. Even on his sannyasi. So that's great, but Prabhupada, I heard recently in the lecture, Prabhupada said sannyas, family members, they can be, relationship can be there, but not the wife. Strict. So when all the devotees came from Shantipur, those three occasions, Vishnupriya was never permitted to come. Vishnupriya. Never again could see that the Lord. But, in this case, other family members, the same Prabhupada's coming with sannyasi. It's not a compromise for them to see, but not the wife.
It's symptomatic of a Kanishka. I think it's the best for them. And also to criticize others. So that tends to, interestingly, Lord Chaitanya had in his, say, this Kirtan pastime to get people out and something. So, in the pursuance of our bhakti, if you like, there are situations where we have to reject things and accept things. Right? And generally, we reject those things that are not favorable for the bhakti. And we embrace those that are. But how do we avoid the tendency to find fault, especially in the devotees, and criticize them, and not appreciate the good things that they do, and value those? And in a sense, we sometimes can. We go against this principle of Lord Chaitanya, where he's very appreciative, but sometimes also he's very strict. So he has that, you know, that merciful side, obviously, of course, as manifested, as you nicely pointed out, in the personality and the character of Lord Chaitanya. So on the one hand, we have to be strict, but we also have to be merciful. As Vaishnavas, and how do we avoid the tendency to be too heavy on the devotees and think that we can tell them what to do? We may not have that much trouble.
It's not an easy thing to do to give up Andy completely. It's not an easy thing to do. It's such a deep rooted anarta. Jiva Nusha. Mahaprabhu's Upachapa said that this Murshika, the Upachapa, the unwanted creepers, one of them is Jivanisha. And as a Vaishnava, as a Sadhika, my personal experience is that, yes, in general, people in general, devotees in general, you can have a very good attitude, but there may be some people who are very difficult for you. You may have improved a whole lot compared to the past, where you know, envy is for everybody and you're that, that's improvement. So many sweet relationships, but then there's some devotees that is very difficult for you. It's like, you know, a snake, when the mantra, they bring all the poison into one little spot and it's very black and then they can exchange. So it's like these things that maybe focus on just one or two person, we have very, very difficult resistance, obstinacy to showing affection with them and developing and appreciating with them. So, what to do? You mentioned women up to the Adhikar, so you know, you may, and if that's the case, if it's possible, it's just you don't have to associate with that person, you can avoid it. And in that way it's not a disturbance. You associate with others, that's it. But if it's unavoidable, then maybe Krishna wants you to particularly work on that, and like you have to just take the medicine and try to love that person, appreciate them, glorify them in a genuine spirit. that's very purifying. It's very powerful medicine when you actually show affection and submit yourself intimately, open your heart to a person that you don't really like. But maybe that's the only way to improve the relationship, by your heartfelt behavior. There's a few thoughts on that. Like I say, I'm definitely not very qualified in that area to talk about doing that anything.
Prabhu?
I have a comment. You might want to speak further on this. You might like to first talk about this. I think it's a characteristic about falling down. Prabhupada said that even in association with the Supreme Personality of God, you can fall down. Yes, I like this.
Well, yeah, that's very, it's a very interesting. Yeah, well, what can we say? Those Bhaktachari women must be pretty attractive. He was attracted to the women of that community, that's what he mentions. So, Maya, very powerful. Yeah, that's the message. That even the person is the personal servant of the Lord, associated with Mary. You imagine what Kali Krishna Das was doing? Making the bed for Sachinanda, preparing his food, serving him, arranging his bath, carrying these things that's constantly with him for 2 years. What an experience. But the power of Maya, such a person that attracted to the gypsy woman, wants to give us. That's the message. That's the message we learn from this. Maya, don't think that you can go into the ring with Maya. No matter how long you've been around.
The Prabhupada mentioned this in the third book a couple of days ago that it's hard enough for an old man, it's for the young man, which is a very good that. Prabhupada, I think Rebecca has that, and I brought that up because Prabhupada's revealing himself in
personal study.
Personal experience. I didn't mention it at the time, but there was an occasion where Prabhupada was left with one of his servants left for with a young woman who was quite attractive. And then when the servant came back after she left, right in the chest post, you could see, why did you leave me alone with this woman? And one of them said, you know, I'm an old man, but I'm still telling you different. Well, it's not. So it's just how powerful the material energy is.
So again, Hare Krishna Das, well, he made a mistake of going back there. He made the mistake of going back there. And they saw him, and then he was meditating on it, Dhyayadol Vishayam, Chandra Chandaya Dekama, then he desired, and then he got up and went there in the middle of the night. So it was a mistake. But he was fortunate to be given shoulder by Nityananda, one of the other devotees, and he carried the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath and the garland, and he carried to Bengal, and he gave that Mahaprasad to Sachi Mata, and he informed the devotees, and this way he was reclaimed.
Can you tell the pastime of Vishwarupa taking the sannyas?
Any other day? Pranjakshana Bhagavatam Gita Vajra Kovari Jara.